Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Headed toward the midpoint of the month, and the Northwoods winter has become a big frump. Our area is going on nearly 2 months since we had any worthwhile precipitation, although border country did get a scant coating of white stuff earlier this week. The substantial deliveries of such have gone elsewhere, making us look like a patchy tundra in several locales. Our puny snow cover is stimulating many of the wild neighborhood critters to be out and about. I've either observed or been told by others of seeing nearly every animal one could expect around here this time of year. Moose sightings are becoming a daily norm along the trail during twilight and nighttime hours. On a couple ramblings up and down the trail, I have found any number of gatherings along this 60-mile salt lick. As recently as last Monday, the Smiths got a rare up-close photo op with a big cow during a trip to town. She was so cordial as to walk up out of the ditch to within a few feet of the vehicle and pose, looking us straight in the eye. Many other folks also report encountering the iconic guys and gals out getting their mineral fix. It's hard to tell if we are seeing the same ones, but if not, it's encouraging there could be a stabilizing of our declining moose herd along the byway corridor. Numerous accounts have been filed on wolf activity. A gal skiing over in the Crab Lake area reports of a pack caucus along the ski path during the past few days, although they had dispersed long before her arrival. Then, as recently as last weekend, a pack of seven made their way from Canada across Gunflint Lake near Gunflint Lodge. Nobody I know of challenged them on being legal immigrants. Meanwhile, there are plenty of signs the big grays are making nightly sojourns along our south shore and up on the Mile of Pine. Adding to the adventures of nocturnal animal movement, on a recent late-night trek down the road toward Wildersmith, we encountered a big, beautiful lynx intersecting our path. The big cat didn't allow for much of a look-see as it scampered off into the forest, headed towards Heston's Lodge as we passed. A few whitetails have come back to our yard since the closing of the rifle hunting season. For the most part, they seem to be returnees from previous years. All are familiar with these surroundings, knowing exactly what windows from which they can see us inside and transmit their forlorn, hungry look. We're already observing more fox activity about the yard than we had all of last year. My superior skill at catching tiny rodents in a couple of outbuildings is more than keeping them supplied with bonus treats for just passing through. If the fox don't get these rodent catches, then the pine martens have been readily cleaning up any leftovers. We have either one or several that are now visiting with regularity. One night last week, a piney was found inside a tiny lunchbox feeder used by the squirrels, which is located on our deckside feeding rail. It was trying to finish off the remaining sunflower seeds. This may not seem too unusual, except the volume inside the tiny feeder was maybe 5 by 5 by 5 inches, pretty small. Once inside the unit, the animal found itself sitting on top of what it wanted to eat. I could see it was apparently perplexed at not being able to dine in comfort by the way it wiggled around. The marten finally solved its dilemma by exiting and then opting a head-first-only entry. This method must have proved satisfactory because the feeder was empty at my next restocking visit. A night or so later, a battle took place at our feed trough. Although I didn't observe or hear the commotion, I suspect there was an argument over who gets what. It's my suspicion that it could have been two martens sparring over a chicken part, or perhaps a single marten did in a flying squirrel for some late-night dining. Whatever the scenario, it must have been a vicious confrontation. At feeding time the next morning, I found the blood-spattered remnants indicating there had been trouble at the OK Wilderness Cafe. It's a menagerie around here, and surviving isn't for the faint of heart in our critter world. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. keep on hanging on, and savor our untamed kingdom.